Chapter 10. A Letter from Saul. After I had completed all the work on my burrow, I began to feel bored. I wrote to Saul and asked him to send me some absorbing books which I could read during the long winter months. I asked him to send the books to the local post office. Of course, I didn't sign my name, and I wrote in capital letters. I signed the letter with the name of Professor Fulsham, who had been a professor at the university when I was a student. This man had had a beard, just as I had now, and I felt that I looked a bit like him. My injured eye looked better now, because I had washed it regularly in lotion. Generally, I looked like a harmless, rather dirty, eccentric person who had chosen to live in the countryside. I didn't think that the local police would be curious about me, and as for my other enemies, they had no reason to look for me in Dorset. One evening, I walked to the village and went into the post office. I gave my name as Professor Fulsham and asked the postmistress if a parcel of books had come for me. The post office was actually a small shop with a room at the back. "I'm sorry," replied the postmistress. "There's no parcel in that name." "Is there a letter?" I asked. "I think there may be one," she said, and brought several letters from under the counter. While she was looking through the letters, a woman who was just leaving the post office said good night and opened the door, and the shop was filled with the clear evening light. Suddenly, I felt the postmistress looking at me with her sharp black eyes. "There are more letters in the back room," she said, nervously, going into the other room. I heard quiet voices, and then a girl saying, "Oh, Ma, I couldn't do that." The next thing I heard was a slap, and then I saw a girl of about 12 run out of the room, through the shop, and down the road. I couldn't imagine what was wrong. I didn't think I looked suspicious in any way. I decided to act the part of the professor. "Now, madam," I said loudly to the postmistress, who was standing in the doorway, "please give me my letter." "Don't come near me," she shouted. I looked on the counter where the postmistress had left the letters and saw one addressed to Professor Fulsham. "Please look carefully, madam," I said, taking the letter, "and you'll see that this letter is addressed to me. I'll have to report your strange behaviour to the post office authorities. Good evening." I walked out of the shop and jumped onto a passing bus. 10 minutes later, I got off at an intersection and hid between some trees in a small wood. I opened the letter, which was typewritten and unsigned, but had clearly come from Saul. "I can't send you books in case the police find them," he wrote. "Do you know anything about a caravan near Weymouth? It seems that about 2 weeks ago, some children broke a window in the caravan and were climbing in and out. The police were called and discovered that the owner had bought and hired out the caravan on the same evening, the day after a man had been found killed in the Aldwych Underground station. The police were told that the owner of the caravan wore dark glasses. A woman in Weymouth, from whom he bought food, also noticed that one of his eyes appeared to be in bad condition under his dark glasses. The owner of the caravan is known to be in Dorset. Inform the police of your real identity and tell them that you killed the man in Aldwych station in self-defence. Please burn this letter immediately." I burned the letter as Saul had asked. For a few moments, I considered following his advice, but then I remembered that I had worse enemies than the British police. What I had to do was to disappear, not look for protection.